talk to you from the subject this morning, seeing the invisible. Seeing the invisible. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 16, the Apostle Paul, here penning this letter, starts out verse number 16 by saying, therefore, because of what he's already said, we can have an expectation of something else. So let's back up to verse number 15 and find out what is it that he would have you and I to know. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 15, he says, for all things are for your sake. That kind of sounds like the conversation or the letter that he wrote to the church in Rome in Romans chapter 8, verse number 28, when he says, for all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. He says, for those that love the Lord, all things work together. But here to the church at Corinth, he says, all things, the same things, work together for your sake. Now that's something that we can get excited about, because if it's one thing that all of us have in common, is that we all go through things. Amen. We all go through things. We all go through stuff. We all have to deal with pain and suffering. We all have to deal with issues in our lives that seem not to be for us, but against us. And what he would have you and I to know right here is that all things work for your sake. Now, what we need to understand about life and things is, though they work together for us, it's not all about us. Now you need to understand that, because for some reason, especially those of us that have been born again in the body of Christ, we feel like when we give our lives to the Lord, it all ought to be about me and what God can do for me. And in reality, living a life in Christ is not all about you. Amen. It's all about God. I ain't making that up. It's right. Verse number 15, he says in verse number 15, he says to us, for all things work together for your sake, that grace, he says the thing about things produce grace, having spread through many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. He says things produce grace. Tell you how that works. When you're going through things, it's the grace of God that helps us to grow through. Amen, amen. When you think about the stuff that you've had to deal with and that you've had to go through in life, what you come to discover is that God's favor is what helped brought you through. Amen, amen, amen. And the thing about it, when these things produce grace, grace ought to produce thanksgiving. Because when God does something for you, the least you can say, come on now, I guess it's so selfish, so it's so much about me that we don't realize that even God, our Father, yeah, as children, we're taught that when someone does something for you, say thank you. Amen. And the least we can do is say thank you to God. Amen. If there's nothing you can do when you come to church on Sunday morning, the very least you can do is say thank you to God. Because our gratitude brings glory. So reality is that it ain't really all about us. It's all about God. It's all about God. So that's what he would have us to understand, first of all, before we start looking at the invisible. It's not about you. Things, pain, suffering produces grace. That's God's favor. And when God shows favor, then we show gratitude. We say thank you. And when we say thank you, that brings God glory. So he says, therefore, with verse number 16, do not lose heart. He says, when you're going through things, he says, don't lose heart. When you're going through things, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't quit. Y'all see that? When you're going through things, because some things can be so difficult that it causes us to want to give up, throw in the towel, and quit. I don't know, maybe some of y'all haven't gone through anything like that before, but I stopped to tell you this morning, if you keep on living, sooner or later, you're going to go through some stuff that's going to make you want to give up, throw in the towel, and quit. Amen. Amen. Every now and then, you can go to the doctor, and he can give you some news that'll cause you to want to give up, throw in the towel, and quit. But he says, since it ain't about you, and it's about God, what you see ain't what you get. Now, some of y'all, especially those of you that are over 40, you remember there was a group that came out with the song, What You See Is What You Get. But let the truth be told, if some of us would be honest this morning, we have to declare that when we got some stuff that looked good to us, in time we realized it really wasn't what it looked like. Amen. 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 It wasn't what it looked like. It looked good. Yeah, I hear some of your sisters thinking right now, he showed his best representative. Amen. Amen. And it looked good. Amen. Amen. Come on, brothers. I hear what you're thinking. At first, it looked good. But time took its toll. Stuff that stood up dropped. Amen. Because we have to understand that what you see ain't what you get. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. It says it right here in the text. Listen to what he says. He says, don't lose heart. Verse number 16. Even though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day. You keep on living. What you'll discover is the outward man is perishing. Y'all, everybody that get up in the morning doing this type of stuff, they ain't getting up exercising. They stretching, trying to get some stuff worked out so they can get up. Every time you look in the mirror, amen, that which was one color is steady changing colors. That gives us evidence that the outward man is perishing. Amen. You ain't never been to the doctor much as you go now. Amen. Amen. Used to be a time stuff would hurt you. You just wait it out, and sooner or later it'll stop hurting. But now every time something new starts hurting, you jump up running to the doctor. Because that's evidence that the outward man is perishing. Amen. Amen. That's evidence. That's evidence. We see evidence every day. It ain't as sharp as it used to be. Amen. Amen. Some of us can't remember last month. But other of us couldn't remember last week. And there's even some can't remember yesterday. Because every day we see evidence that the outward man is perishing. And you can get it pulled, and you can get it tucked, and you can get it stretched, and you can hide it all, but still the outward man is perishing day by day. And you know, some folk can't deal with that. Some folk can't deal with getting old. We want to get old, and we say as young people, I want to live to be old. But in reality, as you get older, it's very hard to deal with getting old. It's very hard to deal with. And it wouldn't be so hard if the outward man was not perishing day by day. You try to dress it up by saying, ain't nothing. I ain't old. I'm just better. But let the truth be told, you really ain't better. Because in reality, your better days ain't behind. Ain't ahead. Your best days are already behind. Because the Bible says the outward man is perishing day by day. But I stopped to share with you some good news. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit. Because also the inward man is being renewed. And that's the good news about being in Jesus. This outward body, one day I'm going to have to take to the cemetery anyway. It's wearing out anyway. But the good news is the inward man, God is working on every day. And I thank him that every day we got some new grace. Every day we got some new mercy. Every day God is working. Y'all, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. When God gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. But it takes time. And y'all, the truth about it is what's on the inside that counts. Amen. When I was looking for a wife, I wanted somebody pretty. And I wanted somebody fine. Amen. 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 Don't get me wrong. I don't have anything against ugly people. Everybody needs Jesus. And I ain't calling nobody ugly, but we have to be honest. There's some ugly people in this world. But when I wanted a wife, when I was looking for a wife, I didn't want an ugly woman. Ain't got nothing against them. But that's what I wanted. And in my search, I discovered some of the prettiest women on the outside was to the core rotten on the inside. See, because one of the things that I was taught early in life, don't look at what you see, because that pretty and fine is going to change. You need to look at Well, see how she treats you when y'all ain't out in public. See how she treats you when she doesn't put on her face, when she doesn't put on her hair, when she doesn't. See how the inward person, what's on the inside? And y'all, I thank God that I didn't get lucky, that I was blessed. Amen. She's sitting over there. She's beautiful on the outside. Amen. And if you get to know her, you'll discover she's even more beautiful on the inside. Because it isn't what you see on the outside. I knew sooner or later that long, pretty hair she got, she was going to cut it, and she did. And it'll turn colors over time, because that's the reality. But still as beautiful as she still is on the outside, get to know on the inside. That wasn't even in my manuscript, and that wasn't for her, even though it was. Because the inward man is being renewed day by day. And the only way that the inward man can be renewed is you got to let the spirit in. Because the spirit doesn't work from the outside in, it works from the inside in. And what I've come to discover, we can't take this to heaven. Amen. It's what's on the inside. Amen. And if you, come on now. What you see ain't always what you get. But listen, let's move a little further. Not only does he say, don't give up, don't throw in the towel, don't lose heart, because what you see ain't always what you get. But he says in verse number 17, for our light affliction, which is but a moment. Ooh. Let me read that again. But our light affliction, which is but a moment. He says, is working, get this, for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. What he's literally saying here to us, y'all, this morning, is what is like isn't what it's going to be like. True. What is like now isn't what it's going to be like later on. That's why he says to you and me, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit, because you're going through stuff now. Just because you're going through it now doesn't mean you're going to be going through it later on. Yeah. Amen. If you ain't had a reason to shout yet, that's reason enough to shout, because some of us are going through some stuff. We just don't know if we're going to make it through. But the good news is, you hold on. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel, because troubles don't last always. Amen. Listen to the verbiage that Paul uses here. He says, light afflictions. Yeah. These same light afflictions here is what we call heavy burdens. Uh-huh. Don't miss that. He calls them light afflictions. We call them heavy burdens. And aren't you glad that God doesn't see things out of the same lenses that we look through? Because if God saw it just like we saw it, some things will seem like they never come to an end. He says the light, the troubles, it's not as heavy as you think they are, as they seem to be. In actuality, they're light. But look at this. He says they are only for a moment. Now, one of the things that I learned about a moment as a child is that a moment is another term to describe a minute. Come on, I should have got a few more amens than that. Maybe I wasn't taught right. I was taught that a moment is equivalent to a minute. Y'all know what else I was taught? A minute is only 60 seconds. Amen. And one of the things that you need to know about 60 seconds is that's not very long. At all. 60 seconds. Some of y'all can hold your breath for 60 seconds. And what Paul says to us, he wants you and I to know, don't give up, don't throw in the towel, don't quit, because it's only for a moment. It's only for a moment. And the good news is that God's timetable is not the same as our timetable, because 1 year in God's sight is 1,000 years. Years. So he says, these light affliction, that which you are calling heavy, that which you're calling difficult, that which you're calling long, God is saying, it's just a moment. It's just a moment. But the thing about, light affliction, look at what the light afflictions do. He says, is working for us. Anything that God gives to us is not to defeat us, but to work for us. And what I've come to discover, some things in life, God will bring about in my life that seems to work against me, but in reality, once it's all said and done, it worked for me. Because when you think back, had you not gone through some of the things that you had gone through, you wouldn't have some of the wisdom that you have. Amen. If you never got that blister on your hand, you never believed that heat'll burn. Amen. 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 If even as a child, don't touch that stove. Don't touch that stove. But as his inquisitive nature tells him, when your back is turned, you hear, ouch! But for the most part, you heard that one time. You heard that one time. Because that, but now you got some hard head ones that just don't believe that fat meat is greasy, but some of them, all it took was one time. And what you need to understand, that every now and then, God allow you to go through some things that you only had to go through one time, because now you know. And what that says to me and to you is that God doesn't mean for things to work against us, but for us. And it's all designed for glory. Not just glory, but eternal glory. And some of us don't get that. Because the fact about it is, when we get to heaven, that's all we're going to be doing in heaven, is giving God glory. Amen. That's it. I told the church last Sunday, don't go to heaven looking for a mansion. Right. You ain't getting one. You ain't going to get no. I know, Brother Jim, that's what the Bible says. And the Bible does not lie, but what the Bible was doing was trying to wrap our minds on the beauty of heaven when he described it as a mansion. And even with a mansion description, it still does heaven no justice. Right. But the fact about it, even if he was giving our mansions in heaven, as long as I make it, I live in the streets. Because the Bible says the streets are paved. Amen. Amen. I live in an alley in heaven. I live under a bridge in heaven. I don't need a mansion. I just want to go to heaven, because in heaven, all the time we're going to be having church. All the time we're going to be singing praises. All the time in heaven, we're going to be giving God glory. Amen. And if you can't give him no glory now, you don't want to go to heaven. Ain't nobody going to be sitting up in the heavenly choir saying, I'm waiting on my song. No, this ain't what we said we were going to sing today, so. Now, you ain't going to be doing that in heaven. You're not going to be doing that in heaven. Amen. I'm trying to give you some hope. Because the fact about it is, it ain't about us. It's all about God. I'll finish, y'all. Look at verse number 18. Look at verse number 18 of the text. He says, for while we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Everything that we see has an expiration date on it. Amen. Amen. And the thing about it is, some expiration dates mean more to us than others. Yeah. Those of you that go grocery shopping. Amen. Some of you have a tendency to look and see when this product expires. Because what we don't want is nothing that has expired. And the reality is, everything that we see. I'll just check and see, that's a napkin. You know, I had a flashback to lectureships, you know. Lectureships, you got a time. And when somebody come put something on your Bible, that gives you how much time you got in here. I'm telling y'all. He says, that which you see is temporal. In other words, sooner or later, it's going to be gone.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's true. It's true. It's true. It's real. It's true. Everything you see. So you're still not driving your first car.
Right.
Amen. Some of you still not on your first spouse. Amen. Because everything has an expiration date. And I don't understand why it is we get so caught up in what we see. That's why a lot of us, we work hard for a mansion down here. Amen. Because we feel like, since we can see what they look like down here, if I get a mansion down here, just in case I don't get one up there, I'll be all right. But I stop to tell you, a mansion down here don't compare to what God has in store for us. Eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard. Amen. Amen. He says, what you see is only temporary. And sooner or later, it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. Yeah, that's why we need hope.
Amen.
Because what we see has a tendency to cause us to think and believe this is all it is. And this is all it's going to be like. But the good news is, what you can't see is eternal. Oh, some of y'all ain't shouted yet. That was a good reason to shout right now. Is that light afflictions are but for a moment. Amen. But eternity is forever. And that's the good news about Jesus today. He came to give us eternity. We call it eternal life. And the good news that I've come to discover about eternal life is, when you get eternal life, you can never die. Amen. I said, you can't kill life. Really, that don't make no sense. How can you kill life? Okay, let me help you with this. You remember when Jesus was on his way to Calvary, and just to be beating that he got on his way to Calvary should have killed him, because they says in the straps that there was bone and glass that they beat him with, and they ripped his skin open, and that should have killed him all by itself. And then when they put nails in his hands and they put nails in his feet and they hung him there, he should have suffocated right there. They did all that they knew to do to kill him, but what they didn't know is that you cannot kill life. Y'all know when Jesus died, when he looked up to the Father and he said unto the Father, unto thee I commend my spirit. And the Bible says then he hung his head and died. They couldn't kill him. They couldn't take his life. He gave his life as a sacrifice for you and me so we can have eternal life. Y'all, that's why, though it hurts, it didn't bother me taking Bishop Andrews to the cemetery. It hurt because I won't see him down here no more. But I do know he ain't dead. Amen. Because God told Adam, from the dust were you formed, and to the dust you shall return. So that's just natural for us to give back up this body. But I've come to discover that you ain't got to die but once. And if you die right the first time when they take your body to the cemetery, that won't mean very much, because you already have, like, let me help y'all with this, and I'll be done. When you die to your sin in a liquid grave of baptism, y'all, that's sharing in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If we die to our sin, we're buried in a grave of baptism. We live and have eternal life. And you know what I've come to discover? You can't kill life. Amen. That's enough. Oh, this life, things will wear you down, will beat you up, will cause you to want to throw in the towel. I mean, y'all, life can be so hard. Life can be so difficult. Pain and suffering can be so rough at times. Y'all see, we don't read and hear about all of the suicides that happen in Dallas. Amen. Because if they printed all of them in Dallas that happen every day, that's all you would read about. Amen. But y'all, it's people every day. And guess what? They're people of color too. Yeah. And guess what? They're not all old. They're not all young. But even their young people that are taking their own lives because of things. Because of things. And there are those of us that are walking and breathing and have our eyes wide open, and we're just as dead as we can be because of things.
Amen.
Because we stop talking to folk. Because we get a call from a doctor. Things that God would have you and I to know work for us. Not against us. It works for us. Our problem is we don't understand that it ain't all about us. Amen. You can understand that it's about God. And see, what I've come to discover is when you make it about God, he'll make it about you.
Amen.
That works, y'all. I know it. I've tried it for myself. When you make it about him, he'll make it about you. He says, and he'll cause things to work together so that we can have eternal glory. Are you here today and you're dealing with things and things are wearing you down and things are beating you down and things are causing you to want to give up? My word of encouragement to you today is to try Jesus.
Amen.
Y'all, I'm for real. I'm for real. I ain't talking about y'all that just come to church. I'm talking about trying Jesus. Because a lot of people that come to church that have yet to try Jesus. Try him for yourself. And the thing about trying Jesus is not that I try him today. And if he don't work fast enough today, I'll try something else tomorrow. He don't work like that. Hope. Hope is a feeling of expectation. Of something that we want. Y'all, hope is a type of trust that I know because God said it, he gonna do it. Amen. And my question is, have you found that type of hope in Jesus? If not, you need to. You need to try him. Just try him. I dare you to try him. I dare you. I dare you that whatever it is that's going on in your life right now that's got you at that breaking point, I dare you to give it to him. I dare you to give it to him. I dare you to lay it all on him. Leave it there. Don't lay it on him today because something is happening to you right now and you've discovered that he's telling the truth. He's talking about me and you leave and you pick it back up. No, give it to him. And leave it there.
Amen.
I dare you to try. I dare you to try. But what bothers me is that we try him and we see him work it out and we still try to keep control ourselves.
Right.
Try him today. Surrender y'all today. Be baptized and be added to the body of Christ. Today, let that spirit right now that's disturbing you, that's bothering you right now, let that spirit stay with you. Let me tell you something, I'm done. If you're sitting there right now, and you're disturbed, bothered, and know he's telling the truth, and he's talking about me, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. If you're sitting there right now and you know that what you've heard has been just for you, is just what you needed, he drove right down my street this morning and I feel it all. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Because that says that the spirit is bothering you. And you're thinking to yourself, I really need to go down and ask for prayer. I really need to give my life to Jesus. You're thinking that right now. That's a good thing. Because everybody ain't thinking that right now. Some folk thinking what they going to eat today. Ever since I've been preaching, you've been thinking about, okay. In the morning, I got to get up and I got to check this and I got to check my emails. Ever since I've been up, that's where your mind has been, somewhere. And that means the devil, he did what he set out to do. He did just what he set out to do because he knew before I got up what I was going to preach and you needed it. And he did just what he set out to do.
Amen.
He robbed you of your blessing. You ain't put your phone down and you ain't reading your Bible, you texting. He did just what he set out to do. He did it. But there's some of you, you're disturbed right now. You're disturbed and that's a good thing. But don't leave here disturbed. Go from a good thing to a great thing. And a great thing is when you turn it all over to Jesus. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Y'all, that's why he calls them light afflictions, because they were once a heavy burden. That's not heavy, no.
Yep. Amen.
Come on. come on. This is your opportunity. This is your invitation to come down the aisles today, because you know and God knows.